Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a weekly podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves. Presented by Belco Credit Union. Visit www.belco.org/authors.asp to learn more about how Belco can help you. My name is Darren Fode, and this Best of Authors on Tour podcast was recorded live at the Tattered Cover Bookstore, one of the premier independent bookstores in the nation, with three locations in the Metro Denver area. You can visit www.authorsontourlive.com for a complete list of upcoming podcasts. Wait a minute, it's time to begin.
Thank you guys for coming out. It's a wonderful welcome. The second thing is to explain the title of the book, The Audacity of Hope. I'm making a confession here publicly today that I pilfered it from my pastor. About 18 years ago, I was a community organizer working on the far south side of Chicago, and there had been steel plants that had closed all throughout the region, and people had been laid off. The communities were deteriorating. It was a bleak time for this area of Chicago. And one of the churches that I was working with on community development projects was the church that I now attend, Trinity United Church of Christ. And the pastor there, Jeremiah Wright, during a visit one Sunday, delivered a sermon. When I was visiting one Sunday, delivered a sermon titled The Audacity of Hope. And his basic premise was that given how tough times are sometimes in our individual lives and given all the problems we see in the world, whether it's war or famine or unemployment or drugs or crime, it's actually easier sometimes to be cynical. It's actually easier to assume the worst. And just to dig in and see if you can get through the day, but not to expect too much of either ourselves or of our country. And he said, what's really audacious, what requires risk, is the idea of hope. Possibility that the world as it is not the world as it has to be. That we can, in fact, come together and solve some problems and make it a little better for our children and our grandchildren. And that idea struck me. It's one that I've tried to body in my own work, but it's also, I think, something that's been at the essence of the American character. Because if you think about this country and the circumstances in which it was born, it has been almost entirely an exercise in wishful thinking and hope. Right? The notion that a ragtag bunch of colonies could defeat the most powerful nation on earth and then form a constitutional form of government that was unique in the annals of history, and that somehow an entire nation would unfurl over a continent, and despite the fact that our founding was stained by slavery, inequality in how women were treated, and people who weren't landowners were treated, that somehow we could come up at each juncture with enough hope to say we're going to broaden the scope of everybody's citizenship, and we're going to bring everybody into the bounty of this nation, and we're going to become not just the most powerful nation on earth, but also one that is setting a tone in terms of our moral values and our ideals. Nobody would have expected that could be possible, and yet we've done it. And now we live at a time when I think once again we're feeling a little discouraged and a little cynical. And it seems like whether it's 46 million people uninsured or a lack of an energy policy that would deal not only with our national security and our economy, but also the potential viability of our planet over the long term, or an education system that continues to be substandard and is not training our kids to compete in a globalized economy, or a war that indicates we haven't understood the importance of needing a diplomatic strategy and a strength of alliances that matches the strength of our military, it's easy, once again, to feel cynical. And I guess the basic premise of the book, and I'm going to wrap up here because I want to make sure I sign as many books as possible, is that as I travel around the country, what I'm struck by is in their individual lives, people are still hopeful and they're still resilient. And they're looking for common sense, practical solutions, and not ideological solutions to the problems that they face. And that people actually have more in common than our politics would admit. And that conservatives and liberals' caricatures that we see on cable news shows don't reflect the attitudes of people as they truly live. And that if we And that if we focus on what binds us together as a people, our common values, our common ideals, our common history, that in fact we can make progress. We can't magically solve every problem, that there are tough choices to make, that we're going to have to make sacrifices, and there's still going to be conflict in our democracy, because that's the nature of democracy. We're a diverse, messy nation. But despite that, it's possible for us to arrive at enough common ground so that we can make sure that 30 years from now, or 40 years from now, or 50 years from now, when we look back at what our generations have done, we can say we've moved the ball forward in the same way that our parents and our grandparents and our great-grandparents moved the ball forward. And so for those who are looking for a 10-point plan or manifesto for how to accomplish this, that's not in the book. This doesn't lay out in great detail each and every problem we face and provide us a specific solution. What I hope it does is it helps encourage a sense of mutual recognition, a different way for us to debate and see each other in debates, a framework for disagreeing without being disagreeable, and finding some process whereby we can actually move forward as a country. And I hope you guys enjoy it. Thank you.
That's all for this Best of Authors on Tour podcast. I'm Darren Fode, and this podcast was recorded live at the Tattered Cover Bookstore in Denver, Colorado. Authors on Tour Live has been presented by Belco Credit Union. Belco has been serving members' financial needs since 1936. Visit www.belco.org/authors.asp to learn more about how Belco can help you. Stay pod-tuned in the coming weeks for many more authors as we podcast Authors on Tour.